Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wish its fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtones within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Welcome to episode 181, Church Reality. I hate to keep doing these fucking episodes because shit keeps getting worse, but you know, we gotta report the truth. We're not gonna just talk about Joe Budden and the Migos almost squaring off. It's the BET Awards, you know what I mean? We got other shit to talk about than the latest trends that y'all be
tonight?
Following.
That ain't the topic tonight.
No. Why, you going to hang up?
All right, man. I'll call next week.
What's up, Pittsburgh Pat? No, man. Unfortunately, the topic tonight is, according to Washington Post and other media outlets, the number's probably way, way higher, but there's been over 500 people killed this first 6 months of this year. So they're on pace to killing another 1,000 people for the third straight year in a row. And they started actually tracking this in Ferguson when Mike Brown was killed. And this is just since then. Who knows how many was killed. You know, 1995, you might have had 1,500 people killed or something. You don't know. You know, but yeah, this is getting crazier and crazier, and like we said last week, there's evidence. I mean, there's film. You can see it. You've seen these people get murdered. You know, back in the day, it was so rare for us to see footage of homicides, unless you watched something like Faces of Death. You know, we didn't have a YouTube where we can just get on and type in homicide and see a fucking homicide or, you know, Facebook or things like that. But you see it. I've seen so many of these fucking homicides, and almost always the other guy is sitting there with his hands up or is, you know, in cuffs and still being choked. You know, I mean, first of all, when you're laying on your stomach and you're in cuffs, you shouldn't be getting choked. I mean, come on. It's blatant. It's in our face. It's right there. And it's happening at a staggering rate to blacks in this country. You know, you can't deny. I don't give a fuck who you are, you know, what your race is, what your religion is, any of that. None of that matters. You can't deny that it's not happening to blacks at an alarming rate. That's fucked up. That's extremely fucked up. It's almost like, when they had all the accusations of racial profiling, nobody listened. You remember that in the 90s and the 2000s, even the 80s? Well, shit, NWA, you know, when they was telling everybody what was going on over there in L.A., nobody really paid attention and listened. You know, and it just, now that, social media is everywhere, people are filming it. You know what I'm saying? People are filming it, and they don't like that. They don't like it when you film them. They do not like it to be filmed. As a matter of fact, in some states, it's actually illegal to film them. I remember, I don't know if it's still illegal in Illinois or not, but I remember there was a case where a woman supposedly, she said that the cops had molested her, raped her, I guess. And the cops, as she was accusing them, you know, they were going through the court process and proceedings and all this, cops were coming by her house on a regular basis to harass and threaten her and her family. So one time they came by, and the husband started filming them. And they charged him, and we're going to give him a felony for filming the cops. And actually we're going to, you know what I'm saying, give him more time than what the fucking rapist cops were accused of, or what they were supposed to get. They were, I mean, this is what you call a police state. I don't like Alex Jones. I think he's a fucking idiot. But I have to say he's right about this, because I remember he put out those, well, he had a series called Police State. I think there's about 4 or 5 volumes of it. And it was talking about the systematic takeover and the militarization of the police. And you're starting to see that. You know, you got tanks and small town police stations. You know, what do they need a fucking tank for in some rural backwoods fucking town? What do you need drones for? They're utilizing all these tools and technologies that the military has, you know, LRADs, you know, those long range acoustic devices that they shoot at you, that send out those strange sounds and those different sonic vibrations meant to throw you out of your equilibrium. How do you think they got, like, fucking, how many was it, 10,000 or whatever fucking Iraqi troops during the first Gulf War? They got them to surrender. Now, these guys are trained to fight to the death. A lot of these motherfuckers will strap on a fucking suicide vest and go blow shit up. They're trained never to surrender. Death before surrendering. How did they get 1,000 or 10,000 of these motherfuckers all to surrender at once? Think about the capabilities our military has, and when you start using that in fucking rural police stations in cities, I mean, they got fucking torture centers in Chicago. Fucking torture centers. You know, it's crazy, people. It is really fucking crazy. And it's only getting worse. The statistics are not getting any better. And like I said, those numbers, this is reported by the Washington Post. I mean, who's to say those numbers aren't fudged? Who's to say it ain't fucking 2,000? You know. Now, granted, out of the 500 killed, granted, you got to say this, though, in all fairness, you got to say, okay, there was a few of them where the situation was, it was a real good cop who had his life on the line and had to fucking return fire. There's situations like that all the time. We're not saying there's not good cops out there. But there's a huge chunk of them that's going around killing people. But sorry, go ahead, Pat.
What's crazy, man, is like the dude, the cop that just got away with killing Philando Castile. Like, I was surprised they charged him, but they didn't charge him. They don't even charge them right. Like, if that cop would have got convicted, he would have only did a couple years. He wouldn't have did life or no shit like that. Man, they charged him with manslaughter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they should have charged him with first-degree fucking homicide. But, still, I was surprised they even charged him with anything. I mean, like, after the Eric Gardner shit, I don't know, man. Like, when that cop didn't even get charges against them. Like,
nothing.
I just thought it was like, oh man, like nothing will ever work, man. Like they had a cop that choked this guy out on camera using a band chokehold. And
yeah, for
like what the fuck? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how, like, just picture it this way. And, like, imagine
he got in behind him like a sneaky little fucking punk motherfucker. And he got in behind him when he had no way of fucking knowing what was going to happen and just put in that choke on him. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was flat out murder.
They would do that to a white kid. But just say that that kid was white. I think, I don't know, man. I just think that that cop would have been a lot
for,
more trouble.
For white people out there, you know, of course we're white, you know what I'm saying? But the white people that are down, that are not recognizing this as fact, it does happen to white people, too.
Yeah, man, like,
it could happen
that shit
to
is, like, that shit is real.
It happened
like,
to
yeah,
a guy not far from me. He was shot in the head.
Yeah, look, I just want to make something clear real quick. Like, there is places in, you know, in this country where white people are treated terrible by the police. Like, a lot of times in white neighborhoods, there's, like,
to the poor
white side of town. Yeah, there's a good side of town and the bad side of town. And, like, you know what I mean? They, like, a lot, like, because I always see the people, like, a lot of people say, like, man, it ain't racism, it's a class thing. And, like, yeah, in certain cases it is like that. You know what I mean?
But it's racism is fully fucking thriving, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then people, like, people don't understand, like, what white privilege means and shit. You know what I mean? Like, look, I've been... I've benefited from being white, even, and I've done, you know, a lot of time in prison, like 10 years in prison, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I still see situations where it's like, yeah, if I was black, they probably would have did this to me instead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because, like, I've seen it so much, man. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen
this
the...
is very rare. You know,
look, man, I've seen people in a white neighborhood, dude, I see this in my area, like, they'll do a heroin bust, like a sweep with all, like, you know, they'll round up cells on people, and then once they have, like, you know, 15 people, they arrest them all on the same day, so it looks good, you know what I mean? And, look, they'll do that, and 2 months later, they'll do another one, and a lot of the same people that were in the last one are in it. Which just means that they always get, like, the white people always get probation and sent to rehab and all that shit. Like, they don't got to do the most jail time. But then you'll see sweeps and there's, like, 5-6 black guys in there, and they don't even get caught with as much shit sometimes. And you don't see those guys for a long time because they get a lot of jail time. Like, I've seen it, Fred. Like, I've seen, you know, just... numbers and numbers of black people in state prison with me. I'm like, what the fuck you here for? And I got caught selling a 20 to a confidential informant, a 20 bag, and they got a 2 to 4 for a 20 piece of coke. And then you get white kids that are busted with 5 bricks of heroin and they get, you know, 2 years probation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I see that shit all the time, man.
Balance.
Yeah, like I see that shit all the time, Prez. Like, all the time. And I can tell you, man, like, I live around white people, majority white people now. And it's like, man, there's crime like a motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like the white people up here ain't committing crimes. They're doing that shit. And
same over here. I mean, it's not nearly like where it was where I grew up, but it's definitely... The main problem over here is shit like meth and drugs and heroin and shit like that, pills. The motherfuckers are real bad on pills. People are dying overdosing on that shit. You know, and that's another epidemic, another big problem. But, you know, right now, though, I'll put it to you like this. Everybody is at risk. Even if you think you're not, even if you think that, oh, man, I'll never get shot by the cops, I'll never get killed by the cops, you know, some of you fucking white motherfuckers that are arrogant and, oh, yeah, I'm white, nothing, it won't happen to me. Motherfucker, it's going to eventually. The first step. The first step is they're going after.
Well, you're gonna die.
Eventually, you're gonna die. Eventually, motherfucker, you're gonna die eventually. But it's coming because you first. Okay, what do you do when you conquer a nation? You start slowly. You start slowly moving in, community by community. You know what I'm saying? You see this in other nations, like what they're doing in Syria. China, the U.S., and Russia is fighting over Syria. They're slowly moving in, taking this region and taking that region. That's what they're doing here with this police state bullshit. So eventually, it's gonna come down to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Now, and the upper middle class, they're the ones that are going to be protected. They're the ones in the gated communities and, you know, they're going to be okay. They ain't got to worry about it. They're trying to close out everybody else, you know, and pretty much it's going to be turned into a fucking situation where people are just enslaved and imprisoned or fucking killed.
Yeah, man,
killed.
Like,
you know.
I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, but, like, it just feels
something.
Like
you could, that's
shit.
Cool.
It just feels like shit. Like shit is so crazy that like there's an ending. You know what I mean? Like all this crazy shit that happens all the time.
It's like
man.
A movie,
like, you know,
an unreal movie.
Like, yeah, like I just feel that like we all like I think that there's like a common sense with people that like we all know something terrible is gonna happen. We don't know what it is, but something's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like I don't know.
Crazy.
I get that vibe from people all the time. Like when I have conversations with people, like they also feel it. Like there's too much shit, too much crazy shit, and something terrible's gonna happen. And like, you know what I mean? Like, we're gonna have to deal with the outcome. We don't know what it is.
We're gonna die.
But
we're gonna fucking die.
Horrible
death.
Yeah,
man. I mean, I'm not trying to sound doom and gloom, but I mean, Jesus Christ, it's looking like a lot of crazy shit's about to go down. Meanwhile, the biggest news in the mainstream, I'm on here right now just to report to you what they're dumbing down the majority of you with, is Trump's video that he made about CNN. He took a clip of when he
which, by the way, is hilarious.
Yeah, he took a clip
like,
of WrestleMania where he fucking, that move on fucking McMahon, but he put a CNN logo on McMahon's head. It's fucking, I mean, that's just the person
hilarious.
He got.
Yeah, like, that shit's hilarious.
He calls it the Fraud News Network. That's what he calls CNN.
Yeah, and look, it is hilarious, but, like, it's not when you think, like, oh, wait, that's the president that's doing that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a funny little video, but it's like,
crazy.
Man, that's the guy calling the shot. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, man, that guy's crazy as fuck. Like,
yeah, it is. It's fucking insane. And that's what the majority of the news is about. Is about his tweets. Think about this. The majority of our mainstream news that America is offered by these multi-billion-dollar media outlet conglomerate corporations is the Twitter feed of Donald Trump. That's what you get for your money.
Right.
That's what you get.
Right.
It's the Twitter feed of
man.
Donald Trump.
One day I came home. I worked in the morning. I came home in the afternoon. When I walked in, like, I turned my TV on, and my TV was on CNN. And the bar at the bottom, it said, breaking news, Trump tweets, like, 9 times within 90 minutes. This was, like, a couple weeks ago. Like, that was the headline. Trump tweets 9 times in 90 minutes. That was their breaking news. They, like, this motherfucker tweeted a lot that morning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, who gives a fuck? But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I it's just so crazy, man. Like, I just don't even believe that we live like this. Like, everything's just crazy. The breaking news is our retarded-ass president tweeted a lot. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's what we're doing now? Like, that's how we live?
I don't even understand it. I can't even fathom that we live in this existence. I can't even, it's not even a reality. It's not.
Dude,
and it's great. If you're friends with, let's say, anywhere from 100 to 1,000 people or more, scroll up and down that timeline and just read the shit that that you see. Because with me, a lot of the people I don't even know. I'm a writer, a journalist, so a lot of the people I don't even fucking know, you know what I'm saying, except the few people I interact with. But other people, you know, you just add people, they add you, mutual friends or whatever the fuck. And I'm looking up, and some of the people I know, too, I'm looking up and down the timelines, and it's just like, wow, these motherfuckers are completely brain dead. They don't see the bigger picture. They don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And to each his own, but fuck. When we have a BET award show, man, that's all these motherfuckers talk about. They care less about what's going on in the world. They care less about 90% of the shit that we consume has some form of carcinogen in it. You know, whether it be the belt you're wearing around your waist or the food you're consuming, the water you're drinking, people don't give a fuck. Speaking of diseases, Rich, I won't say his real name. I won't do that to the homie, but Mr. Scratch, he tagged me in a funny post. It says, gays invent a mini crossbow to shoot straight men with homosexual chemtrail-tipped toothpicks and turn them gay. And my response to that was, or my, the comment I put on there, they just use rap music nowadays because that seems to be doing the job. Look how many motherfuckers are turned gay. The culture, that's a whole other thing, too, that's being, people don't understand. When we speak about this, or when I speak about it, I can't speak for everybody. I'm not speaking out against homosexuality or homosexuals. I'm speaking against the forced mental manipulation of a child. You know what I'm saying? I'm against pushing this agenda down kids' throats when they're children. I saw a little boy the other day. There was a picture someone posted on Facebook, and he was putting makeup on in the mirror, and his mother was encouraging him to do so. I mean, it's like, what the fuck is going on? But then, that's, you know, I mean, each kid, if they don't have any outside influence and they do that, well, okay, then they're going to do that anyway. That's just them. That's they're going to do it. But when you watch, when you look at the NBA and you see Dwayne Wade come to the arena with women's shoes on, women's pants, a blouse, and a purse, a flowered blouse, it looks like something my grandma would wear, and a purse. And then you see Russell Westbrook do the same thing. I mean, it was when we had Robin do it in the 90s, that was, we all said, okay, well, he's crazy. You know, that's just Dennis fucking Rodman. Next week his hair will be fucking turquoise. You know, I mean, that's just the way it was. But these motherfuckers, on the other hand, no, it ain't no Dennis Rodman shit. It ain't even, I don't even think a lot of these guys would have ever done it. I think they were pushed to do it. I think the NBA, because you notice this started happening right around the time the NBA had a commercial with Grant Hill talking about, oh, it's not cool to say faggot or say gay. You remember that shit? Mm-hmm. And this was about 10 years ago. I think the NBA commissioner told a lot of these guys to start dressing like that and pushing that. And we know hip-hop did. Look at the Migos. Look at those guys. I didn't want to talk about those guys, but look at them. Look at the blouses.
The NBA has always been, willing to accept the hip-hop culture. Like, they were happy that hip-hop fucked with the NBA. You know what I mean? It's, you know, as opposed to, like, The NFL never really blends with hip hop. Like, they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't play that much hip hop during, you know, NFL games and all that shit. But the NBA, like, they'll have rappers sit in the front row and shit and fucking playing music at the stadium and shit. You know what I mean? Like, they've always embraced hip-hop. So, you know, it all started happening around the same time, man. So I think hip-hop was, you know, the machine for pushing, hey, let's make some gay shit. And the NBA is like, yeah, man, look, the rappers are gay as fuck. You got to start dressing gay as fuck. And you know what I mean? But, like, it happened at the same time, man. You know what I'm saying? That switch went off, man. Like, you know what I mean? You started seeing people dress like shit. And it was
back. You can see it clear as day now when you look back. It's like, oh, shit, because the timeline coincides right along with everything. You know, like the Kiss with Lil Wayne. Think about this. Cash Money Records, this is a company that got $30 million deal with Universal in 97, which at the time was considered a crazy amount of money. And they made hundreds of millions of dollars. And at the time of that Kiss that came out, rap started switching drastically. It started, the clothes started getting skinnier and skinnier and skinnier. So, and then they started becoming dresses.
Listen, Prez. Think about it, man. Like, Lil Wayne was the hardest rapper in the world for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, the Carter, and even most of the Carter 2, and he had all the mixtapes, and the dude was saying good shit, like hard gangster shit. You know what I mean? Like, dude was hard. You know what I mean? Well, then the Kiss thing came out. Yeah, look, then the Kiss came out. That was the news. And then out of nowhere, like, dude starts dressing different, fucking singing and shit, like, doing gay shit. Like, Lil Wayne wasn't like that. Was the Carter? Like, when the Carter was out, Lil Wayne was the gangster dude. And then all of a sudden, the Kiss thing happens.
I see.
And, yeah, and then he went to making that, like, lollipop song and shit, dressing like a faggot. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it all happened.
I've
like,
seen that with people I knew. I've seen people I knew who used to spit some of the hardest fucking rhymes start dumbing down their own lyrics. And wearing different clothing and changing into that total emulation of what these young swaggots are doing. And like you said, with Lil Wayne, it spread to the point to where, you know, you got mothers posting videos of their 1-year-old, 2-year-old sons twerking in the diapers. That's just horrible. We can't accept that. And people, you know, right now, too, look at you had all this roll in. Again, if you're gay, I don't give a fuck. That's your life. Do what you do. I don't give a fuck. But when you look at the timeline, all the shit that we just talked about, then you start looking at the timeline of all the gay rights and all this and that. It all coincides with a big, massive push. That means behind the scenes, there were people in the hip-hop community, in all different forms of entertainment, in the movie business, and all the sports, behind the scenes, pushing shit to the GMs and the CEOs of these labels and all this shit, and telling them, hey, we need to start pushing this because we're going to start changing laws. And that's what they did. That's exactly what they did, man. Look at MTV with that Rock the Vote shit. Okay, that got Clinton in the office the first time. They made that motherfucker a star. He's out there with a saxophone and all kinds of shit talking about smoke I've ever inhaled. And next thing you know, that this dude's in office. You know what I'm saying? We're thinking he's running the country. He's getting sucked off by interns. You know? You can manipulate. What I'm saying is you can mentally manipulate people. You know what I'm saying? That CNN.
Remember Vote or Die?
Thing with Trump is the same thing. Everybody's talking about that, and it's some MK Ultra shit, man. They're just trying to brainwash people with it. You know, they know Trump supporters think that's badass shit. Oh, that's a badass clip. This guy's going right at the fucking news. And, you know, But in reality, it's sad as shit because he should be trying to figure out how he's going to fix, you know what I'm saying, the Flint water crisis, which he ain't going to lift a fucking finger for, how he's going to stop these cops from, you know, being reckless and just killing people, which he ain't going to do nothing about that. You know,
yeah, man. But all, like,
everything he's done is benefiting,
right?
Like, companies that he works with.
You know,
like,
what's
all his crazy people he worked with.
And, like, the dude lies, like, they catch him lying all the time, but nothing, like, sticks to the dude. You know what I mean? And, like, and he never says anything, like, when it comes to, like, actual changing shit. They're just like, what are you going to do about this? And he's like, it'll be the best ever. I got something great. It'll be the best ever. And then it just, like, doesn't pan out like that. And, you just don't talk about it again. Like, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Every week it's like, oh, Trump did something crazier. This is it. Dude, like,
he goes above and beyond.
Yeah.
Like,
now
yeah.
It's just the norm. Now it's just the norm. You know what I mean?
Think
like,
about that shit.
Right?
I mean, really, think about that, man. You have so many issues that need to be dealt with, and these motherfuckers are concentrating on what this dude's Twitter feed is all about. It's just,
yeah.
I never thought that I would say this. And here we are approaching the 4th of July, which really is, there is no independence in America, because we only have the illusion that there is freedom. There's more freedom here than some other countries, but there's a lot less freedom here than some other countries, too. And that's where people get shit twisted. They need to understand, if we lived in a free country, we would not have to pay for education. If we lived in a free country, we would not have, health care would not be a fucking privilege, it would be a right. If we lived in a free country, there's so many things, you know, we would be able to choose if this chemical should be allowed in our food or not. You know, why are they playing fucking experiment lab rat on us without our fucking consent? You know what I'm saying? We don't live in a full free country. And all this shit, the military. Well, my grandfather fought World War II. But you know what? That was a fucking sham, too. You know, that wasn't for our freedom. Japan was forced into bombing Pearl Harbor. We started putting heavy sanctions on them. We were fucking with them for no reason. We were freezing bank accounts of Japanese citizens here. We were doing all kinds of fucking acts of war to these guys. And we knew they were coming to bomb Pearl Harbor, and they did. Vietnam, same shit. The guy that reported the Gulf of Tonkin bombing, which was one of our ships in the Gulf of Tonkin over there in Vietnam, he said that it was a hoax years later. So that whole Vietnam War was a bunch of bullshit. Everything, man. A war is not a good thing, but it generates people billions and trillions of dollars. That's why this country has been at war 200 plus years of our 250-year existence. You know, there's only been a handful of decades in our existence where we haven't been in some type of conflict or war. It makes money. People know about this. Research it, because I'm telling you, Rothschild funded Napoleon, and he funded the fucking King of England during the fucking French and English wars. He funded both sides of these motherfuckers. They play games. They play risk, like, with human lives. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think celebrating it is something that we should do now. I mean, if you want to get together with your family just because you want to get together with your family, and hey, go for it. Have a good time. But I shouldn't have to be driving down the road and some asshole running to me because he's proud to be an American and he's drunk as fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be real about this. These motherfuckers here, we don't have freedom. Look at our Native Americans. Brothers and sisters, they still live on reservations. They have limited resources. They have the worst conditions, the highest suicide and alcoholism rates. Really, I mean, these guys are in real, real bad shape, and we're not doing a fucking thing to help them. all they have are their casinos, and we're trying to take those away too. They don't want the pipes to go through their land, which, you know, these things poison the water supply. It's proven to give people cancer and get people sick. They don't want it going through their fucking burial mounds. And Trump's like, okay, let's build these pipes. Fuck them. You know, I mean, so is this really a free nation? As George Carlin would say, is this the best we can do, folks? Is this really the best we can do? Because I don't think America is really that free. Look at the prison population. Ask a black male age 18 to, and you know this, Pat, because you know you've been there. 18 to 35. You know what I'm saying? If they fear getting hemmed up on some bullshit and thrown in the clink, because it happens all the time.
Yeah, man, listen, here's a perfect example, man. Look, prison is a business. You can buy a prison. There's privately owned prison. Just by that being a fact, like, this can't be a totally free country. You shouldn't be able to invest and imprisoning people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that. Like, that's crazy. But that happens. You know what I mean? Like, you can invest in prison. So, like,
yeah. This, Michael Jordan did.
You know, put it this way, Fred. If you invest in a coffee company, you're going to do everything you can to make sure people are buying coffee. You know what I'm saying? So if you can invest in prison, you have to think that there's people that want that to work. So there has to be people contributing to product sales. Product sales are people going to prison. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they put prison into business, so therefore, there's somebody trying to get that business booming. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just by that, like, it can't be free. And we have more people in prison than anyone else. And there's more black people in prison than there were slaves when slavery ended.
Yeah. Yeah, man. In the millions. Like, it's fucking... We got more prison...
Yeah.
Prison inmates in this country than anywhere. I think Russia might be the only place that might have more, China, just because of the population. But per capita, I think we're up near the top of the whole world.
We
are number one in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Think about it. We're number one in homicide rates. We're number one in incarceration. We're number one in cancer deaths. Well, I mean, what? Fuck. What the hell's going on here? What kind of a fucking a place is this? And you know what people, when you talk like that, you know what they say right away? Oh, don't like it, leave. Where the fuck am I going to go? We all can't just get up and leave. We all don't have the luxury to say, hey, man, I'm going to go get myself a passport. I'm going to take 200 grand.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bounce up in fucking Amsterdam and just post up over there. We can't fucking all do that shit. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, man, look, like, I don't like a lot of shit with this country, you know what I mean? But, that, like, just by me saying that, that doesn't mean that I think other places are better. And, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, if you see fucked up shit, you can't think of it. Like, okay, well, in other places it's worse than this, so let it happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't have that mentality. Like, just because,
I don't understand why they think that way.
Yeah, like, even if this was the best, you still can't just watch fucked up shit happen and not say it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like, it doesn't mean, like, no, I don't want to be here. It's, I want to be here, but that shit needs to fucking stop. Like, that's what we're saying. Like, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Like, everybody has to be, like, just on one side or the other. Nobody thinks logic anymore, man. Everybody's just stuck to their label and, you know, everybody's painted into a corner where, like, they tell you what to think. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're either Democrat or Republican. It can't just be logical.
Yeah, yeah. There's no other political choice for them. You know, either the Democrats or the Republicans. You only have two choices. And Ventura was 100% right when he says completely abolish the two-party dictatorship, because that's what it is. These motherfuckers, along with the corporate cocksuckers that control all the money, got a fucking death grip on this country. They experiment on us. I just saw earlier today, I was watching a show, Mysteries at the Museum, one of them shows on the History Channel. And they were talking about, there was this guy in Alaska, right? He was hunting as a native of Alaska, and he saw 16 or 17 men right down by the river, by the bed of the river. And he went up to them and asked them what they were doing. And they said, no, we're just surveying the land. We're making maps. Well, one of the guys, he didn't even really fully know what they were doing. It was a government agency. And he started to look further into it, and he found out that that's going to be the test site of a nuclear bomb. This was before they even did the Hiroshima. They were going to do the bomb over there and see the effects it had on the people that lived nearby over the course of a few years. And when the guy found out about it, he fucking blew the lid so it wouldn't happen. But just imagine all the times it did happen. You know, I mean, they use us as fucking test subjects and lab rats. They don't care. You know, say our existence means absolutely nothing to these fucking people. You know, and until we see that as a whole, we're never going to unite. You know, there's certain, I mean, they're killing everybody in different ways. You know, they're going after some people this way, some people that way. But there's some ways they're killing all of us. You know what I'm saying? There's some ways that they're slowly killing all of us equally, and we got to recognize that too. No one even thinks about cancer and shit like that until they get it or until someone close to them gets it. We should be fucking worried about that all the time, because there's millions of people that have died from it and continue to fucking die from it. You know, but people, we don't think about that shit. You know, we got to look at... you know, we got to look at other statistics, too, in other different areas. You know, why are a bunch of babies being born with different weird illnesses and diseases? Why are fucking two-year-old girls in Japan and different parts of China getting periods? A baby shouldn't be getting a fucking period. That's just ridiculous. It's the hormones in the milk and the different food products that they eat.
Yeah, man. You know,
it's free poisoning, like, people. Altering the body functions
into,
and everything.
Dude, walking into like a classroom with a fucking peanut, and teachers are like, yo, no, get that shit out of here. Like, there's so many people with fucking peanut allergies. Like, what the fuck happened? Why is there so many kids with that allergy now? Like, when I was a kid, I remember, like, seeing that shit on TV. If somebody, like, you know, like somebody at school, like on a TV show, like they were allergic to peanuts and they ate a peanut and went to the hospital. Like, but dude, I don't think I ever knew a kid was a peanut allergy. Not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, that wasn't a thing when I was growing up. But now, like, my niece, like, she goes to school, like, man, half the class has a peanut allergy. Like, that's a thing they ask you when you sign the kid up for the school, is, does she have a peanut allergy? You know what I mean? Like, why is that so fucking common? Like, what the fuck happened? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Like, that thing, like, and there's all kinds of shit like that, man. Like, how, like, diseases just all of a sudden are a common thing? Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, what are they doing? Like, there has to be an explanation for this shit. I never heard one. Like, why all of a sudden people are more sensitive to certain things? You know what I mean? Have different allergies. I mean, look how many, like autism. Look how many people are, you know,
are autistic, man. Like, that's a huge thing now. That wasn't so widespread as it was like 20 years ago.
It's crazy how these things are popping up. You know, Lyme disease was a weaponized. They figured out how to weaponize insects, and they're doing it with the mosquitoes. They're doing all kinds of crazy things. And once again, people, you tell people this stuff, they think you're fucking crazy. It takes is for you to get on the fucking internet and look the stuff up. You can see what's fact and fiction. You can tell if something really happened or if it didn't. There's actual documents, man, that prove this stuff. You know, there's stuff out there.
Like, everybody knows somebody affected by cancer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's life has been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form. Like, that shit wasn't like that when I was growing up, like 20 years ago. A lot, like, I didn't know anybody.
It was rare. It was a lot more rare. But now, the reason why, they figured out how to make big, big money off of it. And when you go to these cancer centers and you see the people getting their medicine, it's heart-wrenching because you know that they're paying so much money for this medicine. And it's just zapping the life out of them. It's making them fucking sick. And it's giving them other cancers. A lot of the cancer medication that they have causes cancer. It's just like those stupid pills they see on TV to help depression may give you suicidal thoughts. Well, if you're depressed, would you want to take a pill that makes you want to kill yourself? I mean, that's like giving a loaded gun to a baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
one of the side effects is called there's the one thing that shit that helps you quit smoking. It's called Chantix. Side effects are suicidal thoughts and tendencies, which means like you're gonna think about killing yourself, and you're probably gonna try. Like, what the fuck? Like, why don't you just keep smoking cigarettes? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
at least that way you know what's coming. I mean, I mean, a lot of these pills too. Like, there was one I saw a commercial. I think it was for psoriasis or some little fucking skin thing or something that people deal with, and it causes bleeding in the brain and this and that and cancer of the colon. Who knows what the fuck else? You know? I mean, why? You know, is your appearance worth, you know, getting cancer? Or getting some type of serious fucking disease. It just baffles me, man, because it shouldn't be this way, man. When we were kids, it was way different. But then again, you know, they've been doing shady shit for centuries. So who's to say what was going on that we just didn't know about? Well, yeah, look, man, we didn't know that half the food we were eating as a kid was full of all these fucking chemicals and crap like that. We didn't pay attention to none of that. Who knows what they were putting in there in the 80s? Maybe we were the generation that was to grow up to get sick, you know? Because look at all the people dying right now, man. It's just fucking crazy. It really is.
Everybody's family is dealing with at least one or several of, like, diseases, like either cancer, diabetes, autism, epilepsy, like, all those things, man. Like, everybody's
family all that shit.
Has an immediate family member that has at least one of those things, at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, like, they have something wrong with them that affects them daily. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they have a medical problem that affects them. Everybody does. And there's a pharmacy on every corner. Like, it just looks weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looks like that shit was designed.
That's why I say, you know, listen to K-Reno's music. You know, like that one line, it's like every time you see a CVS, you see a Walgreens, because they want to make money by all means, and that's what it is with them. You know, when you got shot,
that
cost $69,000 for a shot, you got a problem, you know.
Look, man, like where I live, I don't live in a well populated area at all. There's like the highway part of town, and where there's like, you know, there's like a couple of like shopping centers and shit, and then there's like the downtown part. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I live in the downtown part, and there's a Rite Aid, and across from that is like a local pharmacy that's been here for a long time. But then, like, you go on the other side of town, there's like a grocery store there, and there's it's like called Precision Care Pharmacy. All right, and then when you go on the highway part, there's a pharmacy at Kmart, a pharmacy at Giant Eagle, then there's like Giant Eagle and Kmart are in the same like shopping plaza. You know what I mean? And then there's another place in between, like also in that shopping plaza, that's a pharmacy. And then like if you came out of that shopping plaza and went to the next one, there's Walmart, who has a pharmacy. There's a Walgreens, a CVS, an Eckerd, and a Rite Aid, all there. Like, you could be at one of them and see the other four in perfect sight. Like, they're all right there on the same highway. And, like, I don't know what our population is, but it's not like we live in a big city. You know what I mean? To need, like, 10 pharmacies.
Yeah.
10
that's,
pharmacies?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Real? It's insane, man. It's insane.
Yeah,
like,
I'll tell you what. It's definitely systematic. There's people making trillions of dollars, and meanwhile, there's people dying left and right because of these fucking pharmacies. I think accidental overdose is like one of the leading causes of deaths in the country. You know, people dropping their like flies from that.
Yeah, there's a huge problem here with that shit. I mean, look, we just lost Prodigy, man. Prodigy died from sickle cell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of, you know what I mean? There's all kinds of diseases and health problems, man, that are just so widespread that, like, you know, everybody's too sick to notice that there's something going on. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go to a doctor. And, like, if anybody sat down and talked to a professional, like a psychic, you know, not a psychic, I don't know, like a medical person, you know what I mean, a counselor lady, like, I don't know, a therapist, that's what I'm looking for, a therapist. And you just said everything about yourself, and they talked to you for like an hour or something. Both diagnose you with something and put you on something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Man,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
They get everybody trapped on these pills and shit forever. Like, man, get the fuck out, dude. Like,
oh, yeah, they will for sure. They will. I mean, you know, it's all about the money. And that's I'm going to close with this, Pat. And that's what it is. It all we could always tie everything back together, because when you go back to the whole situation with the police, man, they're not there to protect you or I. The majority of them aren't. There might be a few good ones in the bunch, but unfortunately, it's too many bad apples. They're there to protect the big business interests and people with influence and power within their communities. They're going to protect their own. They're going to do what they want to do, and they live by a code of blue, meaning they're not going to snitch on each other. They're going to go to bat for each other. They're going to lie. So you're not going to have many of them that are honest and doing a good job. With that being said, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, the shit
great
stops.
Way to cap it off, right?
But I don't think it will.
great way to pop that up real quick.
Yeah.
With that being said, fuck them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
perfect way to
them,
end that.
You know. They're a bunch of bastards. But tomorrow we got we're going to go down the schedule real quick before we get out of here. Tomorrow we got the Hip Hop Roundtable episode 14. What do you got planned tomorrow, brother?
Man, we're playing nothing but Migos. No, I'm playing we're doing Independent Day. It's the day before Independent Day. So we're going to do Independent Day, and we're going to play music from like 5 different artists tomorrow. Probably people that, you know, most people haven't heard yet. You know what I'm saying? So tune in. You know what I mean? You'll hear some shit never heard before. And there's a wide range of different styles that we're playing tomorrow. So if you might hear something you like, man. So tune in.
What a way to kick off the week. Then Tuesday we got In the Murder Mix 12. Wednesday we got say MC Shan is gonna preview some of that dope album Bars Over Bullshit. Thursday we got Premeditated with Ren the Heat Monster and Brother One Tongue. We're gonna talk about that album. And then Friday Slaughter Hour number 12. You know what I'm saying? Capped off Saturday with On the Ground Saturday Night number 58. So we got a full schedule. I'm actually making it a point to go and edit the schedule every Sunday. So you guys can count
hey,
on Prez, a fucking
real
schedule.
Quick.
Yeah.
Prez, real quick. I just got to give you props, man. Like, that's dope as hell. Wednesday, MC Shan. Thursday, Brother Lynch Hong. Like, that's the dopest shit ever, man. I got to give you props for pulling that off. Putting that together, that's dope as fuck. MC Shan, then Lynch the next night, that's great, man.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, we try to mix it up, man, because, you know, we're definitely different from the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? The other guys, there's some other guys out there doing things, but, you know, I think what we're doing is different, you know.
They're not as cool. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck them.
They ain't
you
as
know,
cool. Fuck.
Props to you, man. A couple weeks ago, we kicked it off. We had Ali Vegas, Bishop Lamont, Snow, Should Knight's Girl, and MC Lee. I mean, what a fucking week right there.
We've had a lot of close guests recently, man. You know what I mean? We had a lot of cool ass guests, man. Like Cuban Link was cool, AB, J Hood, I was actually surprised, man. I didn't know what to
awesome,
expect from J Hood in there.
Ron
yeah.
G. Awesome. Ray, Ron crazy. G. Sleeping on the Ron G thing. He was with Tupac 2 hours before he was shot in Quad Studios.
Yeah, man.
Pac was getting calls left and right. You know, who's to say which one of those calls might have been the people trying to kill him? You know, that should be all over the news. But a lot of these guys, you know, if it's something real, real deep like that, some of them won't fuck with it because they're on that bullshit. Well, if I didn't do it, I ain't going to fucking touch it. You know, some of them are like that. But best believe if Vlad ever gets Ron G on his show, he'll probably ask him the same fucking questions. You know, like he did with the Brother Lynch Hung. He just had Brother Lynch Hung on and asked him about cannibalism. And like a year ago, we asked him about cannibalism. So, with that being said, fuck them too. Fuck the media outlets, man. We're the only media outlet that really we're organic, man. The stuff that we do is from our stuff. Like, we're not going to post an article about an interview that Vlad did or an interview fucking academics did, you know. No, we're going to post our own shit that we did,
man.
You know.
We might check out all the shows. Yeah, we might have somebody elaborate on something that they said somewhere else, man. Like, you know what I mean? Or something didn't come off clear. Or you wanted them to elaborate on what they meant, we might ask a question like that. But these other motherfuckers will just take what we did and just do it the same way. They'll ask all the same shit. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. Like, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. But, you know, we're going to continue to do our stuff. That's why they can't say that we're biting anything or we're doing this or that because... we're trying to do our own thing, you know.
If somebody else did, we didn't mean to. You know what I mean? We don't even fuck with them other people. We don't watch their shit. We don't know what the fuck they're doing. So if we do something that they did too, it was just an accident. But, you know, we don't even fuck with them.
It ain't like we're going out to do that shit for real.
I don't watch their shit.
Yeah, I don't watch their shit to know if I stole it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't fucking know. Fuck the people. I don't watch their bullshit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Scroll down your Facebook timeline. We're going to end with this. Lord Infamous, rest in peace. His son, Little Infamous, just posted this. Who believes in demonic possession? the shit motherfuckers get to talking about on social media. And right away, a lot of people believe in it. A lot of people are saying they do believe in it. But, yeah, I always heard that Lord Infamous was into the dark arts, so to speak, you know, read the Satanic Bible and whatnot in the early days. So who knows, man, who knows? All I know is if there is demonic possession, stay the fuck away from me, please, because the Exorcist scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. Other than that, we're the fuck out of here. We're getting the fuck out of here. We're done. Church of Reality's over. Hey, wait, we got a caller. We ain't done yet. Who is this caller? Yo. Okay. I think we're done. We're out of here. We'll see.
You're calling in listening. What's up, fam? It's Exit Only.
Oh, hey, it's Exit Only. Exit Only.
Yeah, I just had it on mute, man, because I was trying not to disturb nothing or say nothing, man. I was just sitting here putting the ear to it, man, listening to what y'all talking about. So,
yeah,
you know, go.
Hey, real quick,
we just
talked
about demonic possession, which is something that...
Yeah, I heard that.
If I can't kill it, it don't exist.
What's up with the pet?
Exit real quick, man, while you're on the line. Tomorrow night... we're doing Independent Day on Hip Hop Roundtable. I already told Fred we're playing some of your shit, man. So if you want to call in, especially like second half of the show, like if you're gonna call in late or something, call in around like 10:30 or something, and we're gonna be playing your
shit.
Man,
finally, I'm at a point to where I'm good. Work been like where I ain't gotta even tell you. Y'all know that shit like slavery. Y'all go through it. Well, you know, so I've been doing that shit. I'm free tomorrow, so tomorrow I'm all good, man. I'm all to the good. Sorry, I actually got on late. I was sitting up there working on some stuff that I'm actually doing for scratch, and time caught up with me, and I was like, well, let me call in and check on the fam. So, you know, pardon my absence last week, man. I just been going through a
all
lot,
good,
trying
man.
To balance a lot, but things finna
all
change,
good,
but
good,
you
bro.
Already know it. When I say it, I mean it. UGS for life, and it's no game.
Yeah. Yeah, man, last week, man, we did a little dedication to Prodigy last week. It was actually pretty dope, and if you didn't listen to it...
I actually caught some of the show, the Prodigy episode Monday. I caught some of that, man. And like I say, rest in peace to the great Prodigy, man. He actually did a lot, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of conspiracy theories are popping up also around about his death.
Yeah, every
also.
Time someone dies, that shit happens, though, man. You know what I mean? Every time someone dies. They always do that shit.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Regardless of
what the situation is, you know, like I say, rest in peace to one of the greats who gave us some classics that can't be replaced. Shook One will be played for forever. Survival of the fittest. So those are like classic joints, man, and couldn't have been done without Prodigy. So, you know what I'm saying? We lost another great. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And I'll tell you what. Check out In the Murder Mix 12 Tuesday. We're actually going to be playing Green Light. We're going to actually close out the show here with it right now, too. That's what you and... exclusive selected, man. Tell us about this track, man. It's a dope track right here.
Green Light was really designed to be a satire. You know what I'm saying? It's like I took money to the extreme. You know, everybody always do stupid shit when they get money, and I took it to the extreme. But I had to actually let them know money is the tool that they use that you don't see. Money is the reason everybody is all selfish and caught up in their sales. Money is the reason, I mean, you're barely getting by on your bills, but then you're out at the club every Friday and Saturday night. The problem with money is when people get it, they want to show everybody they got it. And then they use it for the wrong things. Clean your credit up. Build yourself up a nice, strong bank account. Do something for your community. Do something for your people. You know what I'm saying? Help out when you have money instead of just putting it all up on you. So it's designed to be a satire. But, you know, I kind of like the joint. I really, really, really do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. When I heard it, I knew it was going to go in the mix. And, yeah, you're right, man. Money is definitely, it could be your best friend or your worst nightmare, depending on, you know, how you use it. Let's not forget, many people, millions and millions and millions and millions of people, probably billions of people throughout the course of time have been killed behind money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the majority of them. And have you really paid attention to, there's a lot of things that we're supposed to be just getting for free that we have to pay for. See, they use money as their tool. You know, the world's supposed to be free. Cable, internet, all that come up out of the air, but you got to be paid for it. You got somebody there to cut off signals from getting to where you at as they float above you. Fucking water, shit, in a minute, air. So it's like everything that's supposed to be free, we have to pay for it. That's how they use money against us. It's a tool that they use to keep us going at each other, because most of your, like you said, most of your murders have been about money. You know what I'm saying? Somebody trying to rob somebody, somebody breaking into somebody's house, somebody trying to get something to sell. You know, it's money, crack, money. You know what I'm saying? The root of it all is money, and they created this propaganda that we live in. So that's kind of where Green Light coming from. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to call it money, so I decided to go ahead and call it Green Light. You know what I'm saying? Because when people get the money, they think it's a go. And more money, more problems.
Hey, man, salute to you for always putting the real out there. You know, music can be enjoying and also educational at the same time, man, and you always make sure to have all those elements. So, man, salute to you, Action. Much appreciation for letting us play this dope track. This is Green Light. Y'all be easy.
Don't know what you started. Exit owner.
Brain like a school star. Mass gas, blowing cash, from pass to pass. Cape and cone. Wrist game is sense on blame. Hang it out the window, let the sun flow. Plug opponents, secret departed. Seal weapons and smoke moments. Whole car smell like marijuana. HDTV in every corner.
Money are the reason them not make it work. Money are the reason of your talk them cool. Money are the reason politicians corrupt. And money are the reason this I wanna be.
That they use that you don't see. No, no, you don't see.
No, no,
you don't see. That's ballin' like Roland Martin, I'm ballin'. Like the NBA, we ballin'. Hit the courts like ballin'. Dick Tracy, look at my wrist.
see faces, they talking. Who's the fame? No walking. Airline flights by the morning. International passports. If I can lease it, why own it? By time, by the moment. Y'all lay away and we own it. International passports. If I can lease the shit, why own it? We buy time by the moment. Y'all lay away and we own it. Money be the tool that they use that you don't see. No, no, you don't see.
No, no,
you don't see. Money be the tool that they use that you don't see. No, no, you don't see.
No, what? No,
you don't see.
Money are the reason them not make it
home.
Money are the reason no fuel talk them from. Money are the reason politicians corrupt. But now money are the reason this a one of people.
Money be the tool that they use that you don't see. No, no, you don't see.
No, no,
you don't see. Money be the tool that they use that you don't see.